before we get to that sound.
Give it to me, baby.
I'm reading some texts and whatnot here. Did you? There's no way you said the Warriors struck out on Moody, did you? Because
no, listen,
what, did you?
We've got one of our biggest fights. You don't even know this was Moody.
Yeah,
I love
so
Moody.
So he's just a guy now.
Yeah, no doubt. That's all. He's but, not a guy that you're handing the keys to at all. And the you, Moses, I love him. So I love.
But can
what
I
he's
take a victory
in.
Lap?
And what would it come?
Dad, I knew this all the time. Yeah. I called him just a guy.
Well, you look slim since you've been gone, so you can run if you want to, but okay. A lap if you want it. But, yeah, we were just talking about the seventh pick with Kuminga. That's in flux, but right now I think we could put it under. It doesn't look like it's going to happen here. The Wiseman miss, and it's everything, and Moody. And it's every, and it's bigger than Moody, but it's everything Austin was talking about. And they hit on Poole, but for, we know why. He's not here. That stuff is, those chickens are coming home to roost. And who's our guy they called?
I don't know.
I think I'm the closest dude at the station that wears Curry underwear. I would never wear him, but you know, that's my guy. Study, listen, he ain't played another 6 years. I think my dude said he might be playing. Hey, he might. So, hey, come on, but at that level, you know what I mean?
So you think the Warriors should have gotten a better player at 14?
I kind of would hope right now with what Moody looks like he's going to be. He's
should
a good,
I? Should I give you the last, should I give you 14 picks? Guys who were picked 14th, like in the
okay,
last 10
right,
or 15, just for that,
yeah.
Just for kicks. Bub Carrington. I actually kind of like him.
I think I went to school with a guy named Bub. All right.
Jordan Hawkins.
Yeah.
Ochai Agbaji.
Yeah.
Moses Moody.
Okay.
Aaron Nesmith.
Okay.
Nesmith.
Yeah. Romeo. Well, is he a Gonzaga guy?
Who?
Nesmith.
No, he's the guy who just almost, he did win a game
yeah,
for the
no
Pacers
doubt.
In the
he
finals.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's better than Moody.
Yeah.
That's the first guy. Romeo Langford.
Wherefore art thou?
Here you go. Here you go. Michael Porter Jr., Bam Adebayo.
Now, those are two that.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
The
you
two
know what
out
I mean,
of the last
study.
10. Denzel Valentine. Not in the league.
Yeah.
Cameron
was
Payne.
Promising. I used to like Cam, but
sure.
I get you. Yeah.
He's
yeah.
available.
Yeah. T.J. Warren.
Yeah. Remember him?
Shabazz Muhammad.
Yeah.
John Henson. Marcus Morris. I mean.
Oh, boy, who was in trouble?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Boy.
Okay,
but I gotta say something to that, Steiny. The Bam and Michael Porter Jr. That is kind of, and I love me some Moody. I just do. But you know, for the sake of this exercise and Evan and myself's discussion yesterday was just kind of the Warriors could afford for that for Moody to be more. You know, I don't think he is even on the list of who. I know he's not, and I'm being real, Steiny. You're not giving the keys to Moody.
Well, you're not giving the keys to Michael Porter Jr. either.
Well,
I mean, keys to me means he's a number one. But, okay, we were talking about the ESPN article with Sham Sharania and Anthony Slater essentially saying that Kuminga turned down a two-year $45 million deal with a team option. This is the latest. This is Sham Sharania from just moments ago of ESPN.
This is turning into a battle of control over the short and long-term future of Jonathan Kuminga as a Warrior or otherwise. I'm told the Warriors presented Jonathan Kuminga with a two-year $45 million offer
wow.
that contained a team option in the second season, as well as him forfeiting a built-in no-trade clause as part of the deal. So far, Jonathan Kuminga has declined all the Warriors' offers. He has said no, and the theme for the Warriors right now is Jonathan Kuminga appears to want to control his destiny moving forward with two routes here. One being the qualifying offer that we see right there. He's saying he could bet on himself all day. That has an October 1 deadline. 1 year, $7.9 million. And if his mindset is about continuing to get power over his future and controlling his future, that would allow him to have a no trade clause next season. Hmm. It would also give him access to unrestricted free agency in the summer of 2026. The other route for Jonathan Kuminga is sign and trades. The Phoenix Suns and Sacramento Kings have both had interest in him, have given him offers offers up to about 4 years, $90 million, have given him a player option as well, have also promised him a starting role, guaranteed minutes, and control over his future with that player option. But clearly, the Warriors, as of right now, have shunned all sign-and-trade offers. So right now, what we see is a stalemate between both sides, is both sides at a crossroads for a player that clearly believes that he has not been given the full amount of opportunity in Golden State. Clearly, he has a high level of self-belief right now.
Wow. And I'll say this to that, and this is not fun, but it's our job to cover it because I want Kuminga to come back. It's what you kind of alluded to, Stani. Hearing Shams talk, I'm like, the Warriors know what they're doing. It's not the end of the world if he were to come back. I'll just say that.
See,
you know what I'm saying? Like, Lakeham ain't no dummy, man.
See, the first thing I would say is, I'm not going to apologize for it. This is fun.
Oh, well,
this is fun because it's very complicated. It's very nuanced, and there's a lot of different opinions, and it's fascinating. Fascinating to talk about. One of the things I said earlier was, you know, it doesn't feel like there's a middle ground here. Let's go to Duck Sauce.
Our man.
Duck Sauce in San Jose. He may have a middle ground for Kuminga. What's up, Duck?
That's exactly what I want to talk about. Real quick side note, though, I will say, Stani being my guy, I'm a little disappointed that Ev had to remind him who Aaron Nesmith was.
Yeah, me too.
And he just flamethrowed like six threes. Yeah. To beat the Knicks single-handedly like 7 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So,
no doubt.
But that was an L on Stani right there. But,
yes, it was.
I will say, yeah, little nuance. Like, the nuance I want to talk about is the way the Warriors managed Kuminga with no nuance. It's like, okay, all the gripes people have about, you know, well, he doesn't rebound like he should, completely valid. Like, okay, he gets lost on help side defense. Also valid. Whether you want to talk about that's a motor issue or a lack of focus, okay, like those are he's definitely flawed. But, like, I ask all three of you guys, Stani, Ev, and Gu, like, honestly, man, to pull a stunt unplayable, like, look at our roster, man.
Wow.
Guy Santos is your option. Moody, you want to talk about guys that looked unplayable, Moody and Pajemski, like, come on, like, okay, he may not be the player some people want him to be, but unplayable with the lack of talent? Pajemski's lucky the league doesn't call that joke of a move where you take two steps and just stand there like you're playing the hokey pokey, or they don't even call it a travel anymore, or he wouldn't even be able to get his shot off half the time. Like, I don't get this where it has to be all one way or the other. Either he's complete trash or he's an all-star. Like, there can be no middle ground with this guy. And lastly, like, the fact that he's upset, if we've all heard that Kerr saying that it was not an attitude thing, well, I think it'd be a red flag if he wasn't frustrated that he wasn't playing, to be honest with you. And the last thing I'll say on that is, he's been yanked in and out of the lineup his whole career, whether it's behind Jeremy Lamb or whoever the case. It's like, I don't know how many times I would listen to a post-game show with, you know, a guy's name I won't mention because he switched stations. But, like, he would say, oh, Kuminga's first stint, you know, he was unplayable. But his second stint, you know, when he went in the second time, he was really good. That's the problem. He's never had a chance to work through his mistakes for a long period of time. So, not every fan, but some of us, that's why we allow this to creep in, that there's still a question mark of we don't truly know who he is. Like, even myself, 70%-wise, I would say, yeah, he's probably not the player I want him to be. But could I say that 100%? No, because I haven't seen a long enough stint of him to work through anything. Thanks, guys. That's all I got.
No, great stuff. A lot of people on the text lines agreeing with you.
Yeah, like, and I'm one of them in regard to the DMPs.
I think Duck Sauce was, I mean, there's a lot he said that's
valid.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you really find this fun, though? You want that back?
I find it interesting.
Okay. All right.
And
you didn't say
to
fun.
Me, interesting. It's fun.
Well, you did.
It is fun.
Yeah,
in terms of.
But I want clarity.
It's as
I
fun
want
as the job can be.
Yeah. So you think this is obviously what's holding up announcement with other players?
Yeah.
With the
Horfords? It's happening. Oh, yeah, of course. Of course it's holding up Horford and stuff.
Mountain, maybe?
Yeah.
Seth.
The whole thing. Yeah. The whole thing. And maybe that's another thing that's going on. Maybe.
That's why I said it's
what
tight.
What if somebody calls DeAnthony Melton and is like, you want to play for us? What's he supposed to do? No, I'm waiting for a guy named Jonathan Kuminga.
And Horford, for that matter. Exactly. Seriously.
Yep. Exactly.
So this is not fun for Lakeup and Company.
I didn't say it was fun for them.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying like
fun this, for me.
And I asked Evan yesterday, I'll get your opinion real quick here, Stani. Could the Warriors have done anything different for this not to be where it's at?
Sure. Of course.
Like, give me one off the top.
They could have kept him in the starting lineup the year Wiggins came back right at the end of the season.
Oh, well, you're going
and
back.
Just went, well, it's that's the point. You don't get to this point unless it's been a four-year thing. Hmm. Like, I'm sure that the NPs.
Oh, my God. He was right. And
who was right?
The duck sauce in regard to when you looked at the roster and then, hey, we need you. Oh, my God, Minnesota can't stop you. Oh, hold on. These are playoff games. But the naysayers will say, they didn't win a game.
Yeah. Chris in San Jose. Hey, Chris, what's going on, man?
Hey, fellas. Great show as usual.
Hey.
Yeah, I just want to piggyback off of the last guy. You know, I'm a Warriors fan, but I've got to say the way they've handled the Kuminga situation, they fumbled it. You know, this is no different than, like, you having a girl and then you got a side chick and then you still like the side chick, but then you decide the girl situation isn't working out. So you want to put more time on your side chick, and then side chick ain't stupid. She knows what's been going on. And Kuminga has been yo-yoed throughout this whole process, but I didn't want to keep going. I guess my question to you guys is, if he does sign the 7.9,
yep,
and he leaves next year, Warriors get nothing, correct?
Correct.
So if I'm the Warriors, if really there's no other option than for you to trade with another team and get something, because you're either getting something or you're getting nothing. You're not up the line.
No, you're right. And the other thing is,
you don't want junk though.
Exactly.
And I think Sack was offering up junk to what Kuminga could be end up being in this league.
I mean, I don't know anything about Devin Carter as a player or his potential.
Yeah.
So not sure about that, but tell you what. It's August in 2 days.
Man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and the Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Kuminga. Do we all agree he doesn't want to be here? Because I believe
that's
he
wild,
doesn't want to be, like, here's the way I look at it. He doesn't want to be here. He doesn't want to be here.
So what do you do? I would back you up on that.
All right. So, okay. But he's just a player. He doesn't want to be here. You can't just say, okay, well, you don't want to be here, so we're gonna do completely right by you. And whatever you want, we're going to do. Well, you can't do that. You can't do that. But I wouldn't want him on my team right now. But I wouldn't want to take back what I've seen offered so far.
Mm.
Okay, Chris A. on the YouTube channel said, I cannot agree on that.
On?
I said, can we all agree Kuminga doesn't want to be here? And Chris A is saying, no, can't agree with that.
Really? Yeah, I was with you. But
really?
And I'm going to give Evan some love. Stani, I think he doesn't want to be.
The role.
Why wouldn't he take two?
Why wouldn't he take two for 45 right now if he wanted to be here?
His role.
Exactly.
Okay. It's not just all about money. It is. But, you know, sometimes it's not. His role. He doesn't want to bat seventh.
Yeah. Well, then maybe he shouldn't hit 215.
25 in a couple playoff games. Yeah. It's not a 250.
Yeah. Look at you.
League agrees with me.
The league. Well.
He's got nowhere to go.
But what if he was polished as Cam Thomas? You're still stuck because of the second apron. So that's a different. You know what I'm saying? Like, the rules are. It's not cool, man. It's just not, man.
What isn't cool?
Just the second apron, the Joe Lacob rule, the hater raid rule. Let's keep it real.
You know,
that's what it is, man.
Here's the bottom line.
Wasn't a problem until Joe figured it out.
My father, R.I.P. You know, he had a lot of sayings, most of them negative. But he said to me once, I got home after a game. I didn't play very much. I did what every immature player does and said, the coach. And he told me to shut up. And he basically said, you need to make yourself so valuable that the coach has to play you. And guess what? Kerr doesn't think Jonathan Kuminga was so valuable that he had to play him. It's just, I don't know how to put it any other way.
Shut up!
Yeah.
And you weren't here yesterday, Steiny. Evan brought up or played a soundbite from the great Robert Sala, and he was talking about when he had a young Fred Warner, and they went up against Kyler Murray, and he said he put too much on Fred's plate, and, you know, Fred didn't have the greatest game. And he just basically talked about dumbing stuff down to get the best out of that said player. And he used that as an example of he wish he had done that. And I got Kerr in my top five. I just do. But I do have to throw stones at that plaque of, have you really done that to make it, not let Kuminga cook, but make him figure it out, Steiny? I hate the Kuminga doesn't fit bit.
Yeah.
Make him fit.
You can't. They tried. They tried to make him fit by asking him, can you please try to get a rebound, one possession?
No, I'm always that, yeah.
Can you please, Jonathan?
I don't want to, real
can
quick
Can you
though.
Please yeah. hit, can, how about this, can you hit the defensive boards instead of leaking out? Can you know your spot on the other side?
I see you didn't bring up a Minnesota playoff game, huh?
No, that's the point. We all know he can do one thing.
But, Stein, that's a little more than one thing.
No,
what can Cam Thomas do? He's a bucket
getter. That's right. And what's right? He's a one-dimensional player right now. Right now.
I just don't like the restricted free agents a second. This is not cool, man.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. What do we know Jonathan Kuminga can do? Score and what else other than jump?
Now, I hate that you said that.
It was negative.
But attack the rim and
pop. No, that's scoring. That's scoring.
Oh, man.
Philmo Mike.
Mike.
What's going on, Philmo? How you doing?
Hey. What's popping? How you been, Steiny?
Dynamite. Thank you, man.
That's what's up. Now, I just want to say, the thing is, it's like, we got two, like, kids in a room. No, somebody has to, like, step up to the plate and be a mature adult. And it seemed like both sides is like, first of all, the Warriors, they kept saying, oh, we could push you down the road. They kept saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of them kept saying they could deal with that later. Right, so they pushed it down the road, and Kuminga kind of pushed it down the road. He was kind of thinking, his agent is a horrible agent. You have to have vision and forecast skills to see, like, okay, next year these teams, and it's laid out there for you. Everybody knows who has money next year and who's going to not have money. So, like, his agent was tripping. He should have took the deal, but it's like a strong man kind of. They trying to see who finna budge first, and – I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but I told you all a couple of days ago or yesterday, but, like, I feel like the Warriors, they know they botched this situation. they just feel like I just feel like they know, and they just trying to stand firm and just try to get what they can. But I feel like they understand that they botched the situation. And again, like I said, you talked about it earlier. You can't be. You know, the Warriors like to trick off games, and the Niners a couple of years ago or last year they was tricking off all these games. You can't be tricking off draft picks, bro.
Yeah,
you got to hit on your draft picks. You got to get you a solid player. Get you an offensive lineman in the first round. If you don't know what to get, let me get the top two offensive linemen and make sure I got somebody that's going to be here for 10, 15 years. Or in the worst, I could trade them. Mm. But because y'all been playing with Kuminga for 4-5 years, nobody know what the hell is what he do, what he's good at. Okay, he could score, but we don't really know. And so that's why it's with people like me and you, we're like, man, you can't just let that leave out the door.
No,
I'm
with
people
you.
Saying, man, get him up out of here because he hasn't proven he can do anything else.
Mike,
so
I'm
you get
yeah.
the yin and yang.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, don't hang up. He called yesterday, spoke to Evan and Einstein, and he was irritated. I'll use that word, Mike, about, you know, the Warriors just investing in the older core. And, you know, I caught flack, Mike, about using Thundercat, but it's just a young athletic guy that's 22 like Kuminga. I don't want to see him leave. So I hope he doesn't, but I don't know what you think. We don't have a lot of Kumingas, and I'll end it with this, Mike. It was tragedy that he was getting DMPs on this team for what was playing behind him.
Yeah, that's crazy. That shouldn't have happened.
Okay.
And that's why you have that point of view of make it work. How are you making it work with lesser talent, but you can't make it work with Kuminga? Like, come on, bro. Like equations. Basketball, first of all, let's talk. Basketball ain't that hard, bro. Like, you put some players on a team together, and then you squash your personality to see somebody else shine. We know what's going on, man. So it's like, I don't know why we making it like rocket science. He's a good player. Play him when you can play him. When it's crunch time, you don't feel like playing him, don't play him. But in between the 20s, he can get you 25 points real quick. What are we talking about?
I'm with
Thanks,
you.
Filmo. I'm with him.
Here's what the one thing I disagree with. Filmo said the Warriors botched this. Not yet. I mean, what if the Kings love him
and give him Keegan Murray?
Exactly.
Well, I would then be like,
I mean, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but
yeah,
I know. But
is that really a laughy? You really think they wouldn't give?
They're not giving up Keegan Murray. Why would any team give anything worth anything for?
This is what pisses me off.
Not signing.
Now you know that was an example, just to give an example.
Oh, right.
I know.
Oh, the point is this: if Phoenix has Grayson Allen in the deal, I'm doing it.
There is a deal, supposedly. This is from Mark Spears of ESPN. The deal from the Suns is Royce O'Neal, Nick Richards, and 4 second-round picks.
No, I'm not doing that.
And the Warriors
like
turn it
Richards.
Down.
Yeah.
See, so Grayson Allen wasn't in it.
No. Man.
But if it was Grayson Allen, Nick Richards, and 4 second-round picks, it sounds like you would do it.
And speaking of Grayson, is Grayson? Because he got gray.
Yeah,
but he got some gray like he's 40. I was just checking.
Yeah, look at his numbers.
No, I like him.
Take him in a second. He led the league in 3-point shooting 2 years ago.
I defended him when everybody when it wasn't. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have the ha-ha, so you never really liked
speaking
him.
Speaking of rocket science, have you met anybody that studied rocket science in your life? I can say that
it's
I
It's actually
have.
Not really a course. Hey, what's coming up in the game is brought to you by,
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
No Kuminga news, but it is MLB trade deadline eve, and the Giants have made a move with the New York Mets. They're sending right-handed reliever Tyler Rogers to the New York Mets.
For what?
Per Ken Rosenthal.
No, for what, Evan? What do we get back?
That's the tweet.
That's
I don't
a
know.
Sale, Snidey. Just get something off the book.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Hey, what was that play yesterday?
Hey, if you're wrapping up the workday like me, it's time to flip that metal switch. Time to unwind. And when I'm off the clock, it starts with New Vodka, N-U-E, New Vodka, American-made, award-winning. It's smooth, it's versatile, and it makes every cocktail feel like it's coming from straight from behind the bar at your favorite spot. You're getting real quality with New, no fluff, no pretense, just great vodka, and it doesn't make your wallet hurt. No velvet rope needed. Hit up their website to check out some killer cocktail recipes and make sure you try their all-natural flavors, cucumber and citrus. Remember the name, New Vodka. That's N-U-E. It's not just my pick. It can be yours, too. So when the show's over and it's time to hit relax mode, make the right call. Grab New Vodka. It's in stores now or head to NewVodka.com to find it near you.